Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. We are live, and we'll be here live for the next 3 days. 777 has come and gone. It is the 8th day of July, 2007. We'll be live here roughly for the next 2 hours. We will take a lot of your phone calls today. I will go to them in this first hour. 877-590-5525. For the name's sake of the station we broadcast out of, with this worldwide syndicated show on a growing list of AM and FM affiliates, global shortwave, the internet, and of course on three different radio satellite systems, 877-590-KLBJ, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of news in front of me. Number one is the Live Earth concert put on by Al Gore globally in more than 20 cities yesterday, from Dallas, Texas, to London, England, to Johannesburg, South Africa, to Tokyo, Japan. What's really behind it? We'll be going over that today. Here's a little hint. Here's the New York Times. Energy chairman floats carbon tax for the U.S. Here's another one. New Jersey governor signs toughest U.S. carbon law. That was signed yesterday, part of this Earth Aid, Live Earth, and we'll be going over that. Nothing to do with the environment, ladies and gentlemen, everything to do with socialism. But remember, that socialism is by the world central banks. Big money is behind socialism. That's where conservatives get fooled. Big money goes in lobbies for it. Big money's not free market. Let me give everybody a news flash here. The big money is made in control of governments. So we'll be getting into that. Also, this story came out a few days ago, but I want to go back into it and talk about this phenomenon. Up in Kansas, a woman was stabbed to death. She was bleeding to death right in the front entrance of a major grocery store. And people just stepped over her, laughed at her, took photos, and she bled to death right there on the floor. No one was going to help her. Now, this is very common now, and it fits into basically the mass brainwashing that the population has been under for quite some time. We'll get into that. Also, in terrorism news, this is Reuters, French officials suggest Bush was behind September 11th attacks. No, Bush was not behind the attacks. The New World Order was. See, Bush is literally like a nickel or a penny in the pocket of the New World Order. So Bush is like a little pilot fish or a tiny parasite that swims along on the belly of a 500-foot great white megalodon shark. Okay, yes, he is a pilot fish on the creature that carried out the attack, just like the Clintons are and the rest of them. Santorum, former senator, a globalist favorite, predicts some unfortunate events will give Americans a very different view of the war. He says in the next year we'll have some big event and that we'll all, some big terror attack, and we'll all love the government and beg them to take all our rights again. Of course, we have a high-level Republican memo saying they need terror attacks to get their New World Order agenda. That's a quote through. So we'll be going over that report as well. And then I have this stack of important news. I mean, this is even worse than I thought it was. Frankly, in the last few months, I've thought, oh, yeah, we know Chinese goods on average are total junk, and there is a lot of problems with them. But I thought, man, this is getting hyped now. This is some type of economic warfare or something between the two countries. But it looks like I may be wrong on that. I never even voiced my opinion on it. I'm saying I was wrong secretly. We like to admit when we're wrong here. Looks like it's some type of weird Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged rebellion by the Chinese, where they're purposefully in factories sabotaging everything to sabotage the Chinese economy and themselves. Chinese government report is out. Upwards of 30% of the food and the products they're putting out are filled with poison. This is just off the charts big, and frankly, a product that my family eats, because we try to go to Whole Foods or Central Market at least and try to eat organic. And the veggie booty that, you know, they got the cheese booty, they got the veggie booty, they got the fruit booty. It's got a pirate on the front. And turns out that was filled with all sorts of horrible things. So we'll be going over. I mean, this is just so widespread, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in deep trouble. And we'll be going over that report for you here today. And some of the other big news is two more GOP senators break from Bush on Iraq. That's in the last 24 hours, and it was several members of the House in the days before that. And these are people like Representative John Doolittle, very conservative. This is people like Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma. These are extremely conservative, mainline GOP, stalwart, bulwark. You can count on them to go along with the Republicans, even though the Republicans started wearing red stars and hammer and sickles. They, you know, and they would go. They would say that was conservative and go along with it, or you know, amnesty, you name it. But not now. No, they're actually. I hear about we got to give the surge time to work, and in a year it'll be got to give time for the new surge to work. The Pentagon has done an excellent job. I'm not being sarcastic. They have performed with untold precision. That's what nobody gets about all this. Iraq is not a disaster. Iraq is the science of Machiavellian evil on display. The Pentagon official battle plan said they were going to go in, they were going to break the country in three parts. I told you this 4 years ago before they even invaded. And that they were going to be there for the next 100 years. It's official Pentagon plans. We read them all on air. It's all been written about. And that they were, and that the plan was to break the place down and not pump oil and drive up prices through artificial scarcity and use Iraq as a launch base into Iran and Syria. So now you are meant to publicly consume that Bush is screwed up and that Bush doesn't know what he's doing and, oh gosh, jolly gee, they didn't mean to get the troops out in 6 months and Bush didn't lie, he's just an idiot. Bush doesn't run anything. Let's get that straight. Number two, he's not an idiot. He just is so scripted, he's not good at scripting. I covered him when he was governor. Very articulate, very intelligent. He's got to see everything exactly like they say, and he's not a good actor. That's what Bush isn't. Pure evil he is. Karl Rove, pure evil they are. I mean, who else could get the biggest gun control law ever known 3 weeks ago and no one even knows about it? Who else could bring in the North American Union? Who else could get us in a war meant to destroy our name worldwide, to bring in the New World Order and take over the Middle East for Europe? You see, but the good old boys out there, we're going to stay the course. We're going to. Now, the problem with the New World Order is conservatives are starting to find out about this scam. They're starting to pull out. Will there be another stage terror attack? That's a very good possibility. Let's just leave it at that. But I also interviewed one of the richest people in the world. That was on Friday, thanks to my weekday producer, Trey Kincaid, who's also running the Sunday show in here, and he got Lord Rothschild on, David Mayer de Rothschild, one of the main heirs of the most powerful arm of the Rothschild family. His father is the head of the British banking dynasty. They literally own the Bank of England, which owns the Federal Reserve and is the predominant owner of U.S. defense stocks and media stocks. I mean, these people don't go out and, quote, make money. They print the money. They issue the money. And Trey did get him on. He's one of the main people behind this whole Earth Aid baloney with Al Gore. And they want a huge new taxing mechanism directly into their family. We had him on for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and literally tore him into shreds. And so we'll be playing some clips of him coming up in the next hour from that interview that I had on Friday. And when we get back, I am going to get into the Save the Earth concert we witnessed yesterday. It has nothing to do with environmentalism, nothing to do with conservationism, everything to do with global taxes, one-child policies, and micromanaging every facet of your life. This is neo-feudalism. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. You're listening to the front line of resistance to the New World Order in the battle for the Republic. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion and productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me be clear about this. I'm actually making a full-length feature documentary on the subject now, and I thought I knew a lot about it. But in my research, there are literally thousands of different documents, hundreds of books, UN documents, Rand Corporation documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, British government documents, Soviet documents, where they say we're going to have a one-world government and it's going to be funded by a carbon tax. Why? They say carbon is a tax on life. when you exhale carbon dioxide, they're going to tax that, saying that they were going to have a one-child policy. China actually adopted this in the 80s at the request of the IMF and the World Bank. I even got the documents on this. Now, they were secret in 73 when Kissinger first penned them with the CIA. By the way, just type Kissinger CIA documents on population reduction. And it'll come up mainstream news, you know, the documents where they told countries you got to sterilize half your women, you got to euthanize, you got to, I mean, we're talking about killing people, or you're not going to get your funding. You understand we have them red-handed. So when I get up here and I say, oh, this whole Live Earth concert is a big scam and it's a fraud and it's to push global taxation, I literally am drowning in documentation, okay? I literally have been spending the last 6 months, probably on average 2 hours a day, just studying eugenics and the subject. Because it's the whole eugenics movement that grew into all of this. And then after Hitler carried out his eugenics policies that the U.S. government, that the Rockefellers, that the Carnegies, that the Harrimans funded, eugenics went underground. And they called it environmentalism. They changed the name to conservationism, population control, posthumanism, transhumanism. And the environmental movement's leaders, you've heard about Dr. Bianchi at UT coming out saying 90% of us need to die, and everybody, and then he got a 95% standing ovation. Everybody freaked out about it who later saw the transcript of it, because 95% were, that's because that's normal. Folks, this is the big secret. This is what it's all about. Now let me be clear. Burning down the rainforest for charcoal, for steel production is not a good thing. It's not good that, just type into Google, Army dumped 63 million gallons of nerve gas into ocean. That's just one dumping they did a few years ago off the coast of North Carolina. You eat Sioux food off anywhere off the major coastline of the U.S. On the eastern seaboard, you're getting nerve gas derivatives. Just don't, I mean, 63 million gallons of nerve gas. Don't believe me? Google it. They dumped 3 million gallons in the Delaware River in 2002 and killed everything in the river. Type 3 million gallons of nerve gas in the Delaware River. Type that in for you and pull it up. Okay, so we have massive, continual, just literally off the charts corruption. We have genetic engineering, cross species chimera, where they will splice insects with plants and put it back into a mammal and do that 30, 40, 50, 60. They've got some chimeras that are a mix of over 100 different species. Like it's Blade Runner or something, you can go to Hong Kong and Taiwan shops and for a couple hundred bucks buy a glowing monkey. I mean a living rhesus monkey that has glowing blue skin. Right now. It's giving rise to super viruses. It's spread into the biosphere. I'm using one example. Google, Protegene. Texas company, Protegene. 2,000 helicopters, men literally in biospace suits all over the state. They're in Nebraska, over 90 planting locations. A pharmacological crop with live AIDS virus that is grown in the corn. It got out, it spread, it's top secret now, they shut it down, no one knows what it really caused. That's Associated Press. That's one of hundreds of articles that are just as bad. Okay, I mean, I remember a guy was in Conan's Pizza about 4 years ago. My wife was pregnant, she wanted a Conan's Pizza. I'm in there getting a pizza, and this guy pokes me in the back, and I turn around and he goes, I took biology at UT, you're a liar, there's no such thing as spider ghosts. And I turned around and I said, well, okay, man, just don't poke me and fine, believe what you want. No, I want you to prove it. And I said, look, man, let me guess. When were you at UT? I sized him up, about 50 years old. I said, were you in UT in the 1970s? He goes, yeah. I said, biology's changed since then, Bubba. Okay? And I said, now get out of my face. I've interviewed the CEOs 10 years ago, before it was ever on the news 5 years ago, that they have goats that have spider udders that create body armor in upstate New York. And they've got them up at Texas A&M, north of Austin. But see, the general public is going to come up to me and poke me in the back when I'm getting a pizza and tell me I'm a liar because you are ignorant. Now, I've already digressed. I said they've got a global eugenics plan. They've got a mass extermination plan of the population. They've got all this stuff going on. They're selling it because eugenics, again, the U.S. funded Hitler, set up the eugenics office. He wrote in Mein Kampf that the U.S. taught him how to do it. He thanked top U.S. eugenics experts over 30 states, passed forced sterilization, and actually killed children. Our government. Hitler learned it from us. And then after World War II, they took the Nazi spies, including the Angel of Death Mengele and his bosses, and they took him to the U.S. and to Argentine and took them all over the world, and they set up laboratories, and they pardoned most of them and let them continue the work, but they changed the names to all these other organizations and groups. Prince Philip, founder of the World Wildlife Fund with Prince Bernhard, openly writes in his book in the foreword of I Was an Animal that he wants 80% of the world population to die from a supervirus. The PNAC document. I'm giving you dates here. September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Dick Cheney, says we need to use the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Those are bioweapons that wipe out certain races of people. And don't you sit there and tell me he didn't write it. They've got a website run by Cheney where it's posted right now. They're proud of it. Most of the media knows to keep their mouths shut and be a bunch of chicken neck cowards and go along with all this. Well, I'm not going to do it. So when we get back, I'm going to tell you what's really behind this whole Live Aid thing. Just the crust of it is global taxation and what life's going to be like under it. But before I leave, I talk about people in the media, cowards, people who just parrot and repeat. Most media reporters are repeaters. They take whatever the press release is from the government, from the county, the city, the feds, the military, and they repeat it. They repeat it. That's their job. It's who can repeat it best. I don't do that here. I take the analysis and the wide spectrum information I have, and I integrate this together. I integrate this together. And we go off their own documents where they say what their plan is. Folks, I literally last night probably read 200 pages of bibliograph quotes of just our presidents and leaders saying they're going to totally enslave us, reduce large portions of the population, and bring us into world socialism under a new world order. Deciding which ones to put in the film I'm making. Now, when we get back, I'm going to get into what this is really all about and the millions of suckers that went and all felt good at that Live Aid operation. This Earth Aid baloney. We'll be right back.
Top of the crown, raise the queen. A fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dreams. The fire beside your phonograph, battle with gas, and give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody can front, let me see you pumping your fist.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
You know, I talk to really intelligent neighbors who I know own successful businesses. I talk to family who I know are pretty well informed. And they'll go, what's eugenics? I've heard of that before. Folks, you better find out what eugenics is, because that pseudoscience that really grew out of Thomas Malthus and then into Galton and runs everything. That's the religion of the global elite. But you know, elites were already into inbreeding and thinking that they were the best and that they were gods compared to the commoners. And elites have always wanted excuses to feed on the population. Well, they just scientifically codified this in the last 200 years, but really in the last 150. And the U.S. and England pioneered it. It was born in England. The U.S. energized it. Mexico, Japan picked it up. They had fitter families contests. Churches had the best contest. They had billboards up around the country saying Jesus believes in eugenics. And the CPS, the Health and Human Services, was founded in England in around 1900. Within 5 years, they had it here. And over 400,000+ women that we know of, when they started keeping records, 40s until the 80s, were forced sterilized. We know that it was hundreds of thousands before that, and many of them were killed. In fact, we even have newsreels where it shows the good doctor refusing to take care of a sick baby. And so now you hear about right to die and hemlock societies and all of this. It all rolls together. And let me tell you something. It's so diabolical that I've actually been having nightmares about it, okay? Now, let me explain something to you, folks. I've had people threaten to kill me. I've been physically attacked. I've had all sorts of stuff happen. And it's never freaked me out. Learning about this, and I thought I knew. Now I'm learning it runs everything. I mean, these people are everywhere. It is a death cult. I mean, that's all you can call it, is a cult. The Nazis, you know, they wore skull and crossbones on their hats. Arnold Schwarzenegger 3 weeks ago was on the front page of Time magazine wearing an SS Nazi belt buckle. I knew I'd seen those before at gun shows, hundreds of dollars, authentic SS Stundstaffel belt buckles. He's wearing a death's head, not when his dad, of course, was a high-level SS officer. He's wearing a Nazi belt buckle on the cover of Time magazine with Mayor Bloomberg. See, in our face! In our face! I've had enough of it! I can't handle it anymore! All right, I'm digressing here. I'm digressing. The official UN documents, and by the way, they want to put this debate into a left-right paradigm. They want to make you think conservatives are against this and Bush is against this, and, oh, don't worry, it's not going to happen. I have documents with Bush Sr. in 1990 talking to Mikhail Gorbachev and the UN and others and to the French prime minister about how do we get a carbon tax passed. And they said, should it be a tax on the wellhead? And they said, no, we want it to be on human activity. Well, that's going to be harder. How are they going to get it? And now I have mainstream articles where they're now announcing, oh, yeah, the carbon tax is going to be also on your children. And now England and Germany and France, and they're talking about passing in here, this is Times of London, a tax if you have more than one child. See, that's a one-child policy. That's how it started in China in the 60s was a tax. Then in 80, they said it's the law. And now, mainstream news, if you've had more than two, they will come take your baby and drown it in front of you. And then they take the baby for medical experiments. Okay? They have forced abortion. Now, you may be all for abortion out there, folks, but are you for forced abortion? I would think nobody is, but actually some of, when I've talked about it, have emailed me defending it. Pat Robertson, of all people, remember 5 years ago, got in all that trouble? Because he came and said, well, China is having forced abortions and infanticide, but they're doing what they have to do. And then that was on CNN. Then his clarification was, well, yeah, they got a lot of people. Once you let government have that power, folks, you're going to get a Nazi Germany. You're going to get a Stalin. I learned Stalin was funded by the U.S. and British governments to carry out this stuff. You always hear about all the poor, starving Russian orphans and in the orphanages with thousands of kids naked and piles of you-know-what all over the floor. That was eugenics. I didn't know that the whole Chinese system was eugenics and that they were getting IMF World Bank loans and being developed because they agreed to do it. I mean, my God, folks, we are in so much trouble, I cannot even tell you. It just gets worse and worse. I always think I know it all, and then, my God, it gets 10 times worse. People say I overstate things. I cannot state to you how bad it is. I cannot even. So the very elite running things, the founder of the Human Genome Project ran the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility, the big national eugenics lab in the U.S. that Hitler learned everything from. The modern genome is for the elites to have all the cures and the people to have nothing. And they're putting bioweapons. They've been caught in the vaccines. They've been caught, mainstream news, putting pathogens and vaccines in Africa, Asia, and Latin America to sterilize the women. They've been caught doing it here. They've been caught putting cancer viruses, more than 20 varieties, in different shots, not just polio and SV40. And it's still going on. Of course cancer's up by several thousand percentage points in the last 30 years. And who funded research on cancer? And on cancer viruses, I got the documents from UT of all places, 1920s. UT pioneered fluoride in the water to make you docile. Then I found out Pulitzer Prize winning books about World War II admit it wasn't a wives' tale. The Nazis really did put it in the water in the camps to make them docile. My God, it's all true, folks. They're running everything. Everything, all the major institutions, there's pockets of resistance out there. YouTube, stations like you're listening to us on right now, whether it's in Kansas City or upstate New York or Tennessee or California. Just God, I mean, and there's so many facets, so much info I've got. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, we don't just read some quote on some eugenics, you know, university. Harvard University History of Eugenics site or Kansas State, or we have all those. We actually go and order the books. We buy them, and they come. We paid like $100 before for some rare book written by a eugenicist. We don't just take the university's word. We get the stuff. We go and read in Mein Kampf. Yes, we went and got Mein Kampf. We went and read it. It's in there, thanking America for teaching him everything he knew. That piece of filth writing that in 1924. Mike, and then they protected all those Nazis? Not just for rocketry or weapons, but eugenics. And so they've got all these names for it. Meanwhile, the very group are the ones doing cross-species splicing, which the top Nobel Prize winners, the real scientists, are saying is deadly dangerous and could actually cause a chain reaction in the biospheres. That could really mess up the Earth. I mean, this Earth developed with the radiation of the sun, all the volcanic activities, huge meteor impacts. It's hard to kill life. Life is tough. The Earth is resilient. But you start tinkering with new genetic forms, it is already causing major crises. Conclusively been proven that the main, of all the ingredients, the main cocktail, the main ingredient in the cocktail is this BT corn from Monsanto that has a, where the plant produces a pesticide so other bugs won't eat it, but honeybees still will and they're dying. Well, that's hard to believe. Oh, really, you know. That's just one example of what we're talking about. Yes, they can make the corn, grow the pesticide they want. And please, if you're some geneticist out there, don't email me and go, well, Monsanto only engineered that the plant grow internally a fungus that naturally grows on the outside in very small amounts. This is hundreds of times higher of the fungus that's been engineered and altered, and it secretes internally in the plant. Okay? For different absorption in the guts of the insects and the humans. This isn't me. I interview the top scientists. I constantly read the papers. They're scientific papers. You understand we're eating this stuff? You understand upwards of 30% of the corn you eat has it in it? Pesticide! It's killing the bees! Are they stuck? So, folks, nerve gas being dumped in the ocean everywhere, burning all the trees down, stuff like that is important. But the stuff Al Gore and Lord Rothschild are bringing forward does absolutely nothing to deal with that. Nothing. It takes your rightful concern, and you put all your energy in there like a bunch of suckers to go pay money for these concerts, and you go to these things, you pay money to travel there, stay in a hotel, go to them, and you don't know that it's a bunch of eugenicists running it. Listen, Sting doesn't know he's up there working for a bunch of Nazis. He's a good guy. Pink Floyd doesn't know. They're being used. You're being conned. We're going to come back and play the clip of Rothschild and take your calls. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now. This is important.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Harvey in Florida. Mark in Illinois. Paul in Florida. Ryan in Sacramento, California. All of your calls are coming up at 877-590-5525 or 836-0590 here locally. Right now, I'm going to get into this Rothschild clip, but before I do that, Kansas shoppers step over dying woman. Now, I see these reports every week, and I'm sure you've all seen them or read them. Famous case a few years ago, the cop, Austin cop, gets hit by a car up at the corner of William Cannon and I-35 for 45 minutes, lays there in the fire ants and dies. Nobody helps him. And every few days, I mean, really, it's more than every week, I hear about Detroit, an old man stabbed and mugged in front of 100 people. Or Toronto, a young woman raped and beaten in the head in broad daylight on a main city street. No one helps her. Well, it's the same thing. I mean, people let the CPS, founded by the eugenicists, in the name of the state, running all our children and helping us, and the health of the state, the health department, that was all set up. It's Nazi. Or the Nazis got it from us, I should say. It's more than Nazi. It's prime Nazi. It's the fountainhead. And of course, most of them don't even know it. It's all psychologically propagandized and been given different names so we don't recognize it. It's not wearing a black uniform and an armband so we can't see it. People don't stand up for their kids when they're being taken. We've had the survival mechanism bred out of us where all these yuppies and the rest of the society, they're too busy going to get their new iPhone. They're too busy, going to pick their kids up or whatever they're doing. When they see an old lady with their tire blown out, or when their neighbor's in trouble, even know their neighbors. Hell, you got to watch 4 hours of TV a day. Why should you know your neighbors? And then it leads to a point where people are so desensitized from seeing violence on television, all the major studies show this, that you can have a woman stabbed to death repeatedly, bleeding to death in the main entrance aisle of a major grocery store. This is the Associated Press. And people step over her, and then she bleeds to death, and they even take pictures. See, it was like watching 24 or something. Oh, it's not real. Oh, she's bleeding to death there. I won't even go call anybody. I've got some shopping to do. I'm so self-centered that I'm just going to not care. When you've got a society where 60-70% of the population is like that, of course 80%+ of high school seniors don't know who the vice president is. Of course the vast majority of people don't know what year 9/11 happened. Or how many continents there are, or where Iraq is, or both committee chairmen over the Iraq war don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. I mean, people don't care. I guarantee you those congressmen know all the phone numbers to bimbos in D.C. where prostitutes are more ubiquitous than water fountains. I guarantee you they know the name of a good tailor to wear a sharp suit and look cool. And they know what stocks to buy, but they don't care about anything else. It's, hey, the lobbyists and the military tells me I'm for this. Boom, I'm for it. I don't know where it is on a map, but I'm pro-America. Folks, that is a recipe for enslavement if there ever was one. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And you're so self-centered to the point there's a woman bleeding to death right in front of you and you stop and take a picture. If you had any self-preservation, you know why I help people? Now it feels good at an instinctive level because I'm kind of down to my roots. It feels good to help somebody because we're designed to help people because when people help people, when you need help, you get help. There's an attitude of liberty and freedom. We were the most rugged, the most individualistic, well-known to be the first to render aid, had the most courage, the most informed, the highest test scores just 60 years ago. We are now the fattest and the dumbest in the world. In the world! They got higher test scores than us in Nigeria. We got the highest cancer rate. We got the lowest sperm count. We got the most diabetes. So you just keep on thinking about yourself. And I know all the yuppies and their Corvettes or their Mercedes and they got the big house. I'm not saying any of that's bad, but that's your God. And I warn you about this stuff. Or you'll walk by me at the gym and make a little joke. Hey, Mr. Black Helicopter. Oh, yeah, I read official documents. They're shooting you up with some cancer, baby. And let me tell you, when you're dying and you know, you weigh 250 pounds now and you weigh 75 and you're only 50 and you wish you had 20 more years. There ain't going to be no more golf, honey. There ain't going to be no more acting tough at the local topless bar. You're going to die, just like the rest of us. So keep drinking their water and keep letting them take everybody's kids, and everybody just keep going along with it. You hear me? Now I want to play Rothschild. Now this is the heir to the most powerful arm of the Rothschild family. This is David Mayer de Rothschild. He's the main guy behind Al Gore and this whole deal. He's got the official companion book, which he says on his own site is targeted at children. Then he said in the debate it wasn't. Then I said, well, why is the whole solar system, why are the moons of Jupiter and Saturn melting? Some of them are ice covered. They're liquid now. Why are the caps of Mars just literally disappearing? The sun, by the way, NASA admits, is at double radiance. Okay? Let me be clear. Double radiance in any recorded increase. And it's set to double that again before the next cycle ends in the next 10 years. If it does that, folks, they don't know what's going to happen. Believe me, your SUV has nothing to do with that. Okay? One volcano puts out more carbon than all human... One super explosive volcano. Like Mount St. Helens puts out more particulate, more carbon than all human activity in the last 100 years. Those are official numbers. Go look it up. Rothschild just says, and he's not stupid. This guy's very smart. Got his own show on the Eugenics Channel. That's what I call it now. Every issue is how the animals are dying. Humans are bad. We got to have some control. National Geographic. He knows that it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then the gas giants, and then Pluto. He knows that. But when I bring up that all of those planets are melting, he just says, oh, no, that's because they're closer to the sun, and then giggles. See, because he knows the committee chairman don't know a Shiite from a Sunni. Most of you don't know how many continents there are. You don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. You don't know what the Fifth is. You don't know what the Tenth is. And look, I'm not here saying you're bad. I'm not like a globalist who tells you you're smart and then snickers at you and pats you on the head and sees you like a piece of meat. And by the way, they write about how dumb you are and how they want to kill you. You ought to see this stuff. Look, here's Rothschild. I'm telling you, you've been conned, and I'm telling you, you better get informed. Here's Rothschild on my show Friday. Well, all the environmentalists I talk to and conservationists, when they see Disney and when they see the Discovery Channel and Wall Street and the NFL getting behind global warming, man-made global warming, they say something's wrong. And, of course, I should bring up to Mr. Rothschild that the polar ice caps of Mars are receding at several miles a year, much faster than ours, and that the moons of Saturn and Jupiter are melting. In fact, several of their moons were ice and are now liquid seas. Now, how are SUVs causing that, David Rothschild.
That's because those planets are closer to the sun, my friend.
No, Jupiter and Saturn are not closer to the sun. Neither is Mars.
Yes, sir. I think you'll find, right, that the very simple matter, and what I wanted to say, and this is my final point, and then I'll let you continue with your line that global warming doesn't exist. I find it very sad that we're still in a day and age where there is a certain mentality or a certain sector that wants to deny that these things are happening. And you say, you say you don't believe that human beings are responsible for climate change. That's fine, and I respect your opinion, I respect your views. I think, though, that you have to realize if you look at the science, forget your taxation theory, because actually it's not taxation. What it's trying to do, the taxation bit, is sitting there. It's one tiny fragment of saying that the polluters of our planet, the companies that are excessively polluting, the only way that they will respond and listen is if they're incentivized through a tax scheme.
It goes on and on. You can hear the whole 45-minute interview at prisonplanet.com. It's not about that. New York Times yesterday, 7-7, the day after he says this, energy chairman floats carbon tax. A powerful House Democrat said Friday that he planned to propose a steep new carbon tax that would raise the cost of burning oil, gas, and coal in a move that could shake up the political debate. Now, you just heard everything Rothschild said was baloney or twisting, a spin. He said it's not a tax. It's not tax. Then he goes, the taxing bit is only on the polluters. No, it's not. By the way, I have BBC reporters Greg Palast, real liberals, real environmental people who are really concerned, who found the documents, and by the way, he said it was like he'd overturned the Holy Grail or something with liberals who respect him, that Dutch Roll Shell 11 years ago created the peak oil fraud. There's no oil, and we got to jack up prices. The oil companies are at the Bilderberg group meeting. We've gotten the minutes out. They're the ones that want it because the central banks own them. Don't you understand this? It's a tax on you. It's not a tax on them. It says right here, a tax on your car, your house, everything that uses carbon. And a tax on more children. Oh, yeah. You see, I promise we're going to start the next hour. We're going to go to all your calls at 877-595-525. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...